Today, going to take some time and visit with Katie Darby, who is tied in with the tour of homes since way back when.
Six years.
What is it? This is the sixth year.
Yep.
Sixth year. Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you try to kind of change it up a little bit each year or so?
Yeah. This year we're adding some new things. So everybody's used to the Festival of Homes where they go and they tour and then they come to a reception site, usually at a local business. This year at that reception site, we're adding a Festival of Trees. So
I'd
love to tell you a little bit more about all that.
So we are calling it now Tour of Homes and Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees this year,
All right. So let's go back to after last year because you guys kind of sit down. You have people right away say, I want to do this.
Yep.
It's not just you, but let's talk about some of the, obviously, Sue and many others are a big part of this.
Yep, it's a team effort. So I have a group of women from my church. We all go to Grace Community Church. Myself, Sue Wolston, Robin Smith, Caroline Thorsbachen, and Sarah Funk. And the five of us meet right after each last, the tour, and then start planning ahead for what we're going to do. And you were exactly right. We had people already volunteering for this year. The two that... we're the first to kind of, well, actually three. Actually, it was a good year, Jim. I didn't have to work very hard.
Several had to.
So the Earl family, Kelly Earl and her husband are hosting for us. They were ones that were like, I think that we could do that next year. And they are right around the corner from the Johnson family. And both of those homes were like, if the other one does it, I think I'll do it too.
Yeah,
so when I got one, I got them both. It was great.
Good. And then we have a few others in here. You've got, what is it?
The Teed family is out. Yep. The
Noble Links.
Okay. Yep. And that is just a beautiful, very custom new home. I just had a chance to tour it the other day, and it is beautiful. And then Kara Salem, her house, I like to say that we like to have a wide variety of homes.
Sure.
Kara's is the house that's just like 90% of us live in. It's a nice house that we take care of, but it's not... the newest or the most unique, like some of these other homes, but it's one that she decorates really, really well.
That's the bottom line. It's the people who get into the decorating part.
Yep. Your daughter will love the decorations at Kara's house.
And then the Hurley family.
And then the Hurley house. Another newer home, that one's out in the country, but built to look more old.
Okay.
Honestly, yeah, with a lot of character in that one.
Okay.
And I should have talked a little bit more about the Earl family. That was the Rouse House. If you're a Boone person, you know
right
that name.
Right on the curve.
And it's a beautiful, gorgeous white house. And then the Johnson family is actually the Eckstein house there on Story Street. So lots of character in both of those homes, too. So I'm really excited to see them.
I saw John. I said, how are you? How's it going?
The
husbands always feel that way?
That's the truth. The wives love me because they get all the little things done, and the husbands like me at the end when everything is done. But the middle is interesting.
All right. So one of the big things that you guys had every year, you had a kind of a wrap up afterwards. So was this year, is this one where you started kicking around ideas? How did you come up with the Festival of Trees part?
Yeah, we were just trying to figure out another new business that we could highlight. Last year, we were at Bottled Bliss, which was perfect. It was great to partner with them. But just trying to think of other opportunities, and we thought of the Arboretum and their new treehouse exhibit. And so when we were thinking, oh man, I wonder if they'd do that, and then thought we'd really just lean in to the tree theme for them.
See what Mark would do and his staff, because he's got some staff that can really do some things.
Yes, and they are being super, super generous with us, letting us light up some of the tree houses. So when you come to the Arboretum, we'll have everything that we normally do, homemade cookies from the women at my church, coffee, all that kind of stuff. We'll actually have some live entertainment there this year too. But then if you bundle up, you can walk outside to the tree houses. There will be one lit up and then the suspension bridge. You can walk across a lit up suspension bridge, which I don't like that, Jim. I like to walk around. So there's both ways.
There are a few people that if you get out there and it's swinging a little, we'll see.
But there is a hard path that you can get out and the suspension bridge.
Okay.
And then we'll have the big play structure kind of lit up. I'm not sure that people will be able to get on that, but
So we'll do that. All right. We got to go back to the beginning because the theme every year is, you do your tour of homes, but it's a fundraiser.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So we partner with Wings of Refuge in Ames. They are a sexual trafficking rehabilitation organization. When women are saved from sexual trafficking, they are partnered with a place like Wings. There are many mm-hmm. across the nation. Wings works with all of different referral sources, but they come, and then there are two different kind of homes for them. One is that immediate restoration home,
sure,
where they get all the therapy and the healing and just whatever they need for physical and emotional and spiritual healing at that home. And then they have a transitional living house where they can go to start being prepared to go back out into their home and into a new life in a really healthy way. And so they have their own little apartment there. They have employment things mm-hmm. that they're able to do. And some of those things will be for sale at the Arboretum when they come.
Okay.
Candles that they've made and different jewelry and some shirts are there too, that they have a chance to have this meaningful employment so that they can heal that side of themselves too on their way to being able to go out and live on their own.
The big thing is, again, this whole thing started as you guys were talking about, first of all, about Wings mm-hmm.
Wings
of Refuge.
Yeah.
And then how to support that. So then let's do the tour of mm-hmm. homes and,
yep.
and it continues to grow.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But it is, and you guys have been pretty successful in being able to supply, well, give them some, not only exposure, let people know about them, mm-hmm. but also to financially give them some dollars.
Yeah, yeah. I think last year we raised like $17,000. But you're right. The thing that I love is when people come through and say, oh, thanks for doing this. You know, it's a good way of just remembering God's heart for restoration and God's heart for the marginalized. And this is an easy thing that we can do that supports those people. But I do love when people are like, oh man, now I know about Wings and I love them, or I'm mm-hmm. I'm trying to get trained so I can volunteer there, or even just praying for the people that are there.
I know, and those that, like last year, I know you had some of the things they had made, and mm-hmm. you will this year down
yep.
at the Arboretum,
yep.
but some of them come
yep.
to that, and so you get a chance to meet them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And this year, like we had talked about with the Festival of Trees, we are going to have, honestly, I was hoping for like 10. We have about 20, over 20 trees, which is great. But one of the trees is going to be made and designed by the Wings of Refuge participants. So
okay.
that will be something, if people come out and want to look at some of the trees, look for that one. That's going to be a special one.
Okay, so let's talk about that, mm-hmm. the
yeah.
Festival of Tree part, because it is a little different
yeah.
opportunity
yeah.
here.
Yeah, we haven't done it before. So like I said, we'll have 20 trees. It's been really fun to watch the different businesses and honestly past tour families that have had their home on the tour be like, oh, I'm not done volunteering with them
yeah.
yet. So the Herzbergs, the Smiths from last year, or actually that was like the second year, they were a while yeah. ago, but some of those families, and then people like Boone County Hospital, What You Smoking, ISU Foundation, Bacon Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
They're all donating these trees that will have different themes. We really thought hard about how to do the donation piece because we didn't want to make it confusing for the older population.
Mm-hmm.
I know that
yeah.
that can be tricky. So what we've decided to do is just like a maximum bid. So walk around, look at all your trees, and we'll just have you write down your name and phone number and the maximum bid for whatever particular tree you want. And then at the end, we'll go through and be able to assign that.
Okay.
I want to warn people, though, come and bid often on the trees, bid high and bid often, because at the end, if you win more than one tree, we'll call you and say, okay, how do you want to do this?
Okay.
Like, which one do you want? So,
yeah.
so it's not like you're going to end up with $1,400 of
okay.
Christmas trees. So.
Okay. So where's the trees? Where are they at?
Mm-hmm.
At the Arboretum?
Yeah. They'll also be at the Arboretum. What a great space in there. So we'll have space for all of our cookies and refreshments,
mm-hmm.
For the Wings people to have their materials that they're selling, and tables for people to come and sit and enjoy and listen to the music. And man, it really has become such a fun like girls night or date night for these people. But then back in kind of that library area, I think that's where
yeah.
we're going to kind of have the trees, so you can just wander through and see your favorites.
That is a big space. And they've done Festival of Trees mm-hmm. in the past, mm-hmm. and so had kind of shifted a little bit with their the Treehouse Village mm-hmm. and all the mm-hmm. focus there.
Yep.
But still, you get to go out for the Treehouse
yeah.
Village.
I'm really excited about it. I think that it's just a really generous thing of them to do, because typically it's, what, I don't know, $8 or $9, $10 a ticket to get out there.
There's something to get. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
yep. And they're just letting us
unless
open
you
the
have
gates
a membership.
And,
yeah.
Right. Right. That membership, look into it. But letting us open the gates and have people go back there and enjoy it.
So I am thinking, because this, when this is going to be held, people that go out there for Dad's Belgian Waffles on that Saturday morning, the 6th, they're going to get to see the trees.
There will be a couple of them
a
up
couple
so
of
far.
Them will be.
Yeah. Yep. We didn't want to overtake, you know, that Belgian Waffle.
That's a big
thing.
Space. Yeah. And you could fill it up.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah. And I hear that it's a well-attended event too. And so some trees will be set up. Most of them will come after the waffles are done. Yeah.
Oh, that's a busy time.
It'll be a busy afternoon.
A lot of decorating going on there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the times now for the Festival of Trees. What people need to know. First of all, tickets are available, and you need tickets to get around and go into the different houses.
Yep,
so
exactly.
They are available multiple places.
We have them everywhere. So Modern Dress, you can stop in there anytime. C&W, Grace Community Church has them. Bottled Bliss is selling for us new this year. They loved partnering with us, and we loved partnering with them last year.
So they feel it's a good thing to be with, part
yep,
of.
Yep, yep. And then The Well in Ogden. So if you're listening from Ogden, just pop over there sometime. They have tickets there, too.
Okay. Tickets are available. So tell me about, tickets. What does it tell you on your ticket?
Yep. Right. So the tickets have the addresses. Good point, Jim. So you can buy your ticket ahead of time. If you decide, and that's $15 at each of these locations. Mm-hmm. If you decide to just show up at a first house, you can find our event on Facebook, find an address, and go and you can buy a ticket at the door. But each ticket has the addresses on it. When you buy a ticket, you can come for any amount of time on either day. So the days are Saturday, December 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. or Sunday, December 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. If it works for you to do two houses on Saturday and then finish up with three houses on Sunday, totally great. We just show your ticket at the door, but we're not.
You're not going to take it away from them.
No, we're not. Nope. And the Festival of Trees will be open for that entire time too. And then we'll figure out who the winners are that Sunday afternoon at 5, unless the 49ers are playing, and then I'll probably go home and watch that and do it after that.
Well,
Jim,
you could do that.
We could. So
we'll see.
But yeah, you'll be hearing from us sometime that day.
If it's a bye week, better for us.
Yeah. There we go. So.
And Brock, he needs it for his shoulder.
Yes, he does.
Wow. Okay. So again, what are you said $15 for the price of the tickets,
Or $20 if you just go to the first home.
Go to the home. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So buy them ahead of time. But again, that ticket gets you into all of the homes, the Treehouse Village, and the Festival of Trees. So we'd love it to have just a ton of people come out and see all these things.
And again, it's per person, ticket per person. And again, because the proceeds, as we know,
100%
are going to Wings of Refuge.
Yep, 100% to Wings of Refuge. Even some of these little, the cost for the cups and the napkins, we're not even taking the money out of the funds for that. That's just our little donation as we work it. But yeah, so we really do want people to know and feel like their money is going straight to Wings and straight to those women who need it. And we're really, really excited about this year's tour. So.
Good. We'll run through just a couple of the particulars here. We're calling it this year, Tour of Homes and Festival of Trees.
Festival of Trees. Hopefully it catches on and we can do it again.
And the trees will be auctioned off.
Yep.
And so, again, if you go through, say you go through on Saturday, Saturday evening, might want to go back Sunday afternoon if there's a tree in particular you want to get.
Yeah. And what we're doing really is just I have little note cards, and so you just write your maximum bid. So if you see one tree is the Grinch, one is the Cookie Monster, one is Candy Canes. If you want that Cookie Monster tree, maybe you say my maximum bid for that is $300 and you put it in a lockbox.
Okay.
And then at the end, so that way people don't have to keep coming back.
Yeah, I know. Can see. Okay, you can do
there it. Are so many things happening this weekend, Jim. I was just looking at it, which is exciting for the community of Boone, but we didn't want people to feel like, oh man, okay, I have to get back out there again. So write your maximum bid, put your name on it, and then we'll call you at the very end.
We're going to have excellent weather for people to travel around.
Excellent. Honestly, that's something we pray about as soon as the last tour is over and we get ready for the next one.
Saturday, basically afternoon, evening, was it 4 to 8?
Yep.
And then Sunday?
1 to 5.
One to five.
Yep. Okay. So go out and eat and then come join us.
And have, have several people come along and take a look at it too. Because the people that, you know, that are showing or have made their homes available, mm-hmm. Kelly would love to talk to you about the decoration she's had her husband.
Well, and the character of these homes.
Oh, like, yeah.
These are very interesting and unique homes. And I think all but one homeowner is going to be at the homes talking about.
Okay.
You know, some people like to do that. Other people would rather not. Yeah. Both are fine. We have hosts that cover the homes that people aren't there for. But yeah, come and talk to them about their house because that's why they're on it. They're excited about it.
They like to do this and mm-hmm. just want to show. Actually, decorating skills
yes.
is probably the big thing because they mm-hmm. decorate for their home.
Yeah, for sure. And take pictures. I always am like, oh, that's really cute. I could do that again, but I need a visual first. So I walk around and get ideas and then can go home and do it in my own house.
Okay. Again, it is the Tour of Homes and Festival of Trees this year on the 6th and the 7th.
7th and 8th.
7th and 8th.
Yep.
I get it right yet. I'll look at the calendar. December 7th and December 8th.
Yep.
7th, afternoon, evening, and then on the 8th in the afternoon. And once again, part of this, dress appropriately because you would be going through Treehouse Village.
Yep.
With some of the decoration, some of the lighting going on down there.
And I should say, that's if the weather's good. If it's icy, we won't be able to go across the
street. We don't want you to.
No.
But you know what? There's going to be some daring people that'll try.
That want to get out there and see it.
Yeah. And so now we're talking tickets, adults. What if they bring kids along?
You know, I haven't.
We haven't really done that.
Yeah. I would.
Because a lot of times they don't want to bring their kids along.
Right. Usually it's a girls' night or a date night or the women of the family thing. We're going to go out. You know, sometimes people have brought little kids. I'm not going to charge them if they're, let's say under 10. How about 10 and over, buy a ticket. Yeah. And under that, then just make sure. I saw somewhere for a different event, the woman had said, like, kids are welcome as long as they're, like, trained in looking with their eyes and not their hands. That would be something that we'd ask for.
That's one of the
for.
Challenges. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. Once again, let's run through the list of homes mm-hmm. that we have.
Yep.
And we start with Teed family?
So the Teed family, they're on Noble Links. And again, a brand new home, super customized and just really, really stunning when you get in there. And then the Johnson family is on South Story, the old Eckstein house. So I know that everybody drives by that house and thinks,
call it old, but the former Eckstein.
The former Eckstein house. Yeah. Yes, thanks for the correction. But I know that people have always wanted to see inside it.
Yep.
And so I'm really, really grateful to the Johnsons. And then the Earl family. They're on South Boone. Again, Dr. Rouse, this was the house that they owned. And the Thorngren, that builder, and I know that's a name too that means a lot to a lot of people.
Yep.
So just stunning homes. And then Kara Salem, they're by the hospital on Union Street, mm-hmm. and her design skills are going to be really fun to see. And then the Hurley family is out on T Avenue. So much closer to Luther, which is what we were kind of hoping. One further south, so kind of pull
kind
people
of
down here.
Down towards mm-hmm. Down towards the Arboretum, yeah.
Yep, yep. So she's just one mile east of 17 on T Avenue, and that one will be just beautiful. Lots of quilts at that one if people are interested in that. And then the Arboretum and the tree houses, so
down there, 1875 Peach Avenue.
Yep, yep. And I know that in the past years we've had like one or two homes in Ogden. We didn't have any for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ogden people, if you're listening, we'd love to still partner over there. So if you want to reach out, my phone number and things are on posters and the Facebook event. So just reach out and we'll start our list for next year. It'd be great.
You got tickets over there.
Yeah.
Well, so again, they could leave. Oh, I want to find. And then once they go around and see what people do, they'll go, I can do that. This.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's when all of a sudden you got people that are going, can I do it again?
Right. We have that. And we were talking about maybe doing a best ofs at year 10. So we're going to keep that list.
We have a few years to get there. Uh-huh. So we can plan on that too.
Yeah.
Once again, it is the Tour of Homes now, including Festival of Trees.
Yep.
And again, get your tickets. Again, the locations, we've got them at Modern Dress, C&W Hair Express, Bottle Bliss, Grace Community Church, and then the Well over in Ogden Water's Edge.
Yep.
Make sure you get tickets. All proceeds are going to Wings of Refuge.
Yep.
Katie, thanks for joining us and letting us know what's going on.
Thank you so much.